joys and of sorrows, the places where we rejoice and the places where we struggle. If you have something to share, if you're on Zoom, please unmute. If you're here in the sanctuary, stand and wait for a microphone. Tell us your name that we can pray together.
Meredith Weidman in the sanctuary. I am currently a supervisor at a plasma center in town, and the company has decided to eliminate my position across the national fleet of centers. And so Ben and I are weighing options. We do have a few. There's possibilities of other roles. What seems to be a decent severance package. I found out on Thursday, and my last day in my supervisor role is January 24th, so it's all happening pretty quickly. So just asking for prayers as we process and discern and figure out, see what happens.
Meredith, we hold with you and Ben the discernment. May you know God's wisdom in this. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
This is Ben. The weight of Meredith's decision this week has come while we also process the fires tearing through Los Angeles County. We spent 4 years in Pasadena while I went to seminary. It was where Annika was born. And so, yeah, it's fitting, Kate, for you to share about frames, the specifics about this fire, the snapshots that are in my head are what's hitting the hardest. A good friend who I did many bike rides with said, remember Christmas Tree Lane where we used to get in that extra hill climb before we went back to town? That all burned this week. Remember that bike shop where we used to take our bikes? That's no longer there. The place where we would go if the seminary textbook store was too expensive, a used bookstore in Altadena, is no longer standing as well. That is certainly shaped by the snapshots that we carry in our mind, even though it's been 14 years since we've lived in that community. I ask that you hold Pasadena Mennonite Church in your prayers. There's also a smaller Mennonite house church that was based in Altadena. That congregation used to meet in the parsonage for Pasadena Mennonite Church. It's no longer there. It also burned as well. Just the parsonage. Yeah, the church is still standing. We're aware of at least three congregants who've lost their home. I connected with Gloria this morning. Their nephew, Hans Rosenberger, is a friend that we met during our time at Pasadena Mennonite. They're still waiting to find out if their house is still there as well. So keep that community in your mind. One of the families who lost their home, they were the family that hosted baptisms in their backyard pool for many, many years. And Lisa, whose home burned, is a school teacher in Altadena, and the school is no longer there as well. So yeah, just many, many things continue to come out, and the fire is still not contained, and more winds are expected here in this coming week. So we'll continue to sit in the midst of that and hold those snapshots in our mind.
Ben, you give those of us that don't know that area snapshots. When I think of a hill on Christmas Tree Lane, when I think of bike shops and churches and schools, let's pause for a moment, holding the loss of spaces, of homes. Holding the grief of needing to totally reframe one's life. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Ken Lightwiller in the sanctuary. My brother Richard lives in Sacramento, California. He moved there because his and his wife moved there because their two sons are in San Francisco and Los Angeles. The one in Los Angeles, Matthew and his wife Catherine and their two children have evacuated their home, I think because of smoke. I don't know if their home is in risk, but pray for them also. So it's a day of transitions. This is my last day full-time with meat canning, with Mennonite Central Committee, moving into 3 months of part-time, phasing out and training. So thank you for your support and prayers over the past 2.5 years. It's been a good time, a challenging time, and this is also now a good time and a challenging time. So continue to welcome your prayers.
We hold you, Ken, in this time of transition, for the good work you have brought to MCC and the way you pass it on. God, in your love, pray.
Tonight, Oseo is ending his sabbatical time in Ghana. He's headed back here tonight. He should be here tomorrow. And I just pray for his safety and thank you for all your support during this year from hell. Thank you.
As Oseo transitions back home, transitions from sabbatical to life here, for both of you together, Fran, as your home has brought so many changes, we hold you. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
I'm Fonda Yoder in the sanctuary. Just, I got a message from PK's, PK's dad, uncle, actually, saying that he's headed back to State College and headed to New York City. So prayers for his safety and things that go smoothly.
For PK, a student from India who is also traveling back, for the many students finding their way back into our community, God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Ruth Kitchen-Tillman with a short positive, we think, update from last week. We had the second plumbers out on Monday, and they looked at it, and they think that our sewer line is not broken, which is, it's fun to have a different opinion on that one. But they have cleared it out, and we have managed to do one of those, like, run the dishwasher and the laundry at the same time without anything flooding, which was an act of faith. And they were doing some work on campus this week before the semester starts, so we're gonna have, we're hoping to have them back maybe next week to run a proper camera, because it's old and janky, which seems to be just the diagnosis. It's old and janky, but they think they've got it working.
We give thanks for that and for the curiosity of second opinions. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
I just want to echo Ben's request for prayer for California and the people there. My Micah's sister was among those who lost her home and their neighborhood. She lives in Pacific Palisades. And if you read the Wall Street Journal, there was a beautiful article about her neighborhood. It's a rare middle-class enclave in the midst of really beautiful million-dollar homes that surrounded on the hills, but they were right by the beach, and there were lots of trailers and modest homes, and it was a really a beautiful community that had developed a lot of traditions together over the years. So I'm also praying that as planning and healing continue and happen for these areas, that there will be wisdom and community-mindedness as rebuilding happens.
For community healing and wisdom, God of love.
Leah Witzig in the sanctuary. This seems to be the water pew. I had a pipe burst in my basement and didn't know it. It drip, 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 drip. Had a couple tiles in the drop ceiling sag, and then she went, and I discovered it probably 2 days later. And my rapid response team, Doug and Vonda, were there within 15 minutes diagnosing the problem and wet vacuuming the floor. So I stumbled on to a plumber who could be there the next day at 7:30 a.m. He had a cancellation. So it's been welded and everything, but we're gonna take down all the ceiling tiles. Look for any other old pipes, because it was built in 1958, and it's probably janky. Replace the whole ceiling. But I'm just, along with my sainted neighbor, I was tucked in. I had no water for 14 hours. I won't go into the details of that.
For rapid response teams that come and show up, God in your love.
Paul McCormick in the sanctuary. Some of you know we live next to Friends Meeting, and Friends Meeting has had a gentleman who's been living there for 15, 20 years, a Vietnam veteran who has taken care of the grounds there, a couple acres, and has greeted people who go to the child care program there. His name's Lawrence Jones, and Lawrence has gotten to the place where he is disoriented and had a hospitalization, and earlier in the fall, several members of Friends Meeting and we took power of attorney to help him get things in order. And he's now been moved from the hospital to Hearthside, and we are in need of prayer for discernment for where we go next with Lawrence and what Lawrence wants to do. And so I'd ask that you keep Lawrence in your prayers and us and at Friends Meeting to make wise decisions on his behalf that are with his will as well. So thank you.
He's also having a really hard time because his favorite cat just died.
So for Lawrence and those who support Lawrence, we pray for wisdom and for love to guide. God, in your love. Let us hold space in silence for those unspoken longings in our hearts. God, you who came full of questions and yet taught those around you in new ways, may we move from confusion to curiosity, from doubt to trust. May we see you even in the devastation. May we seek you in those hard relationships. We rejoice at fixed pipes, and we mourn at those houses burned to the ground. We mourn for the lives that have been changed and altered. And yet we come curious. We come from the midst of confusion, seeking you, seeking the ways you guide, the ways you show us the way. For the kingdom is here in our midst. May we know that deep in our hearts and live it for the sake of others. In your holy name we pray. Amen.